Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I thought Miami was significantly the better team that night. If they lose at home to A&M and they're pinning everything to a Southern Cal game, I mean, I know that's stupid because, like...
But it's also like, do you really want to penalize... Because in the end, what we'd be saying is we would be quote-unquote penalizing them because they went and played at Miami... And then they played A&M. It's like, do you want to send that message? Because I'm also, listen, man, if you want to get real reckless and speculative, from what I've watched, and again, it's eyeball test, I think the doomsday scenario is in play for the SEC. Like, I'm just not sure there's a team that's head and shoulders better, and I can just see a bunch of teams in between 10-2 and 8-4, and then here we go, you know, you wind up with three teams again.
I think it's possible. I do think there are some teams that could get to 9-3 that could have some darn good strengths.
Yeah, like if Oklahoma is 9-3, that's different than if Missouri and Ole Miss are 9-3.
Totally. Yep. And it's actually different than even last year, like Ole Miss being 9-3 or Alabama being 9-3 last year. I mean, Alabama had a good strength of schedule at 9-3 last year, but if Oklahoma gets to 9-3 this year, they're going to have a great strength of schedule. So I do think there are some potential outs for the SEC, even if they get in that scenario where they have a logjam. You just want your teams like in Oklahoma to be among your 9-3 or better teams because they would have an unimpeachable strength of schedule. But you're right. I mean, it really could spiral into this messy scenario, not totally unlike last year, where you have a logjam of like 9-3 teams in the SEC, and then you could have, you know, four Big Ten teams at 10-2 or better, and you kind of think the rest of the conference really might not be all that.
You really want to go dark? What if?
Let's hear it.
What if U.S. Again? I don't think U.S. I think finally it clock strikes midnight on Cinderella on Saturday, but I thought they were going to get beat last week too, and I couldn't have been more wrong. Like, imagine if they go undefeated, they don't play Tulane. And then Tulane or Memphis, one of them, you know, they do play. And you get to the conference title game. You're sitting here. You got undefeated USF. Let's say Tulane wins the championship game. Like, is really an 11 or 12-1 USF with wins over Miami, Florida, Boise? Is that team getting left out? Like, two American teams get in? Like, we would have a new playoff the next day.
Yeah, but that would be... Boy, you want to talk about crazy scenarios.
God. Part of me is like low-key rooting for it just because I love to watch the chaos, but it's like, again, I don't think that's going to happen, but like the sport's dumb.
Yeah, the sport's dumb, and that becomes you can't leave USF out if Miami actually is good.
Right.
Like, what if Miami wins the ACC but loses to USF? USF at that point is in. I don't care whether they win the American or go 12-1. You know, or 11-1, what they're in. And so, we're kind of get off track here, but that is the beauty of this 12-team playoff is it is big enough that it brings so many teams into the fold that if we were still at the 4-teamer or even an 8-teamer, quite frankly, The number of teams in legitimate contention would look a lot different for eight teams than it does at 12. But we're not going so deep. And I guess I'm working my way into a stump speech for the 12 team playoff.
The more I've thought about it, the more I'm like, 12 kind of rocks. Like, I've decided I'm out on 16. Yeah. I'm out.
You're bringing in a lot of good teams, but you're not bringing in these teams that you're like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
I don't think we left out a national champion last year.
No, we didn't leave out a national champion. And we can say like, yeah, we admitted some teams that maybe weren't playoff caliber. No, we got to rewire our mind as to what playoff caliber is. You know, these 10-2 teams that get, you know, housed in week one of the playoffs, like, they're playoff teams now. And I don't think every year in a 12-team playoff is going to be filled with blowouts in week one. Very small sample.
I actually think this year it could be better now, because I always thought the biggest problem was seeding.
Seeding
and how long it took. That's all I care. Yeah, that was my only real, like, notes.
Yeah, the seeding could make round one better. And it's just, these are good teams that we're talking about that could be, you know, on the playoff bubble. Maybe not great teams. The great teams are not going to be on the bubble. I think if you're a great team, you're not left on the bubble. You're in a 12-team playoff, you're in. But we're talking about the potential of a lot of good teams filling up the bubble. And I think that's great. You know, I don't think you and I ever thought the expanding the playoff was going to make the regular season worse. But this even small sample size we've had, like, any of the people doubting what this playoff would do to the regular season, you know, it's like, come on now. We've got enough evidence here. A 12-team playoff makes the regular season even better. Okay, it does dilute the stakes of Ohio State losing to Michigan last year. I get that. There are individual games that mean less. But on the whole, oh man, I think it's just been so good.
And I think, to your point, like, because I do miss the rip your guts out loss. It ruins everything. I miss that. But I also acknowledge this is a different sport than what it used to be, in which we don't just have four dominant teams or three dominant teams, two dominant teams, however you want to, with, you know, the rest filling out. Now that the talent has been more widespread, like, I kind of think it's like a good format for the era that we're in, because I don't think anyone's good enough that you sit there and go, a loss should kill them. Like, it should end them.
And the other thing is, with us having, with conference realignment, you know, had some pros and cons, but it was what it was, and we are where we are. After conference realignment, I think this playoff format works so much better than the previous iteration. I mean, before, when you had five Power Five leagues plus Notre Dame, and you had four playoff spots, that kind of worked, right? Like, if you were a conference champion of one of those leagues, you had a good shot of making the playoff. And if you weren't a conference, you know, it wasn't automatic, but you had a good shot. And if you weren't a conference champion, you were kind of a long shot to make the playoff. There were some exceptions, but that was sort of the general rule.
Yeah.
But now we have the realignment. We have two super conferences, but we also have the ACC and Big 12 sort of in the mix. And we want to give an avenue for the Group of Five. Like, I think this meets the reality of the moment, not only from a more parity perspective, but also from a conference realignment perspective. This playoff meets us where we're at in the sport right now.
All right, my man. Good luck tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, we get into the list. Big football weekend. Let's talk about it a little bit more when we come back, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
SBN.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called the list. Let's fire it up. College football. All right, so we've talked Tennessee, talked a little A&M.
Mm-hmm.
All right, George. Vibe check.
I don't know.
I think vibes are close.
I think it'll end up being definitely closer than last year. That's for damn sure.
I feel confident about that.
Very confident about that.
I do not think they're putting up 60.
And I don't think we're having one receiver score 5 touchdowns.
Correct.
Probably not. Vibes are... they're okay. I mean, it'll be a good time. It's a night game at Vaught-Hemingway. The one constant at this point that I think I'm very excited for, getting to watch Kawan Lacy every game, hopefully.
Because
that dude's he's a freak.
He has added an element that they've not had since Judkins left. And
absolutely.
I don't know. I guess this is where I was. Earlier this week, before Kiffin started doing all the, is he going to play, is he not going to play? I talked myself into I was going to unload on Ole Miss. It's their first SEC night game since Vanderbilt in 2023.
Whew.
So weather's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a crowd that you have to twist their arm to get liquored up.
Correct.
So, and they haven't had one of these spots in a while. And so I talked myself into, all right, Lane's had pretty good success against their defense. They've been able to scheme up big plays.
Yeah.
But then when I just saw the line continuing to drop, and then I'm talking to people and they're like, listen, we don't know. Like, they're like, Lane could be trolling us too, but they're like, if they played today, they wouldn't play. I just cannot lay a touchdown with a backup quarterback.
No, absolutely agree. I don't like it. It's such a weird situation with all of that coming out, and then we have our man on the ground in Lexington being like, "Oh yeah, Austin seemed fine." Like,
well,
like
I can spin that one a little bit.
Could it be some Advil?
No, I don't think there was enough time for
an Advil to kick in.
Was it Advils? What did
Josh say? Did he say it was a Tylenol?
No, it was Reggie. I can't remember if it was Advils or if it was Tylenols.
One or the two, but
it's like, yeah, no, that is Toradol in pill form.
It's a little,
no,
a little stronger.
No. It was not. There was not enough time for that.
Yeah,
because
it was like the last two drives or so.
I think it's also important to note. I have declared Austin Simmons has early onset jaw. Mm-hmm. He will sell an injury big time. Like it's
early
he's
onset
very
jaw.
Dramatic
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
I do think what happened is he got spooked, and then he gets to the tent, feels okay, and I can see where adrenaline kicks in.
I could see that.
Because Neil said he was, like, hobbling.
Okay.
But, like, I think Kiffin at that point made the decision, we're going to run the football and try to run the clock down.
Sure.
And so Chambliss was able to do that. I just can't sit there and go, like, if you say gun to my head, do I think he's playing? I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure I'm surviving. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's that classic, like, all right, if you're forcing me to pick, like, I'm hoping
Russian roulette situation.
Correct, exactly.
You know.
But like,
are we sure he can't throw the ball? Like, Chambliss?
Okay, but it's one thing to, I mean, we've seen, he was what, the Division II Player of the Year?
Yeah.
But
it's a step up. You're absolutely right.
Now, I would say of all the SEC defenses you could see, Arkansas's might be the first choice.
It's up there. I think that's fair.
I think the other, because I think State's defense is better than Arkansas's defense.
They definitely play more physical.
Maybe Missouri?
They've never been a...
Am I missing someone obvious?
They've never been like a premier defense, you know, type program.
I'd rather play Arkansas. Like, Kentucky's defense was solid.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, yeah.
South Carolina's defense has dudes.
They're real good.
Oh, yeah.
Florida's defense still has dudes.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, they're athletic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. They got dudes.
They have the athletes.
Yeah, yeah, they got the athletes.
Let's be real. Florida lost, but
their defense didn't play bad.
Other than the defensive lineman getting tossed for hawking a loogie, like,
yeah.
You can't really sit there and go like, man, the defense let him down. Like,
no.
He scored 16 points.
Yeah,
and there was one broken, like, one major broken play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like,
that's gonna happen.
Georgia, duh.
Yeah.
Tennessee, duh.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather play Arkansas's defense than Vanderbilt's defense.
I agree.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt is
sure.
Yeah.
So I think we're in the category of.
Definitely not the worst defense if you have to go to your backup. But at the same time, they've got a stable of guys. I mean, this could end up truly being just a almost pure run game because it isn't just Lacy.
Nah.
Logan Diggs is
smooth.
Good.
He's smooth.
Yeah.
He's a 1K back if he's healthy. Like he can play.
Well, the other thing, I've told George this. I can't keep my Penn State narratives straight because I was told... Drew Aller might be my new Herbert. Like, he's getting there for me. Like, it just looks good. No, it's like one of those ones where it's like, I actually did not dislike him, but the conversation around him, I think, has gotten so ridiculous that it's, like, making me root against him. He loves to throw it to the other team when the pressure mount. Like, he's got some early onset Herbert, too, like, all right, here's some pressure. Yeah. Oops, other team. Like, there's some of that. But I can't keep my narrative straight. I was told they have no receivers. Harrison, we don't know what to call him. He tells some people to call him Trey, but his mom's saying call him Harrison. Williams, right?
Wallace,
sorry. This guy, you can't cover him.
Yeah.
Like, so what is it, Penn State?
Did you have no receivers, like, or what was it?
Like, I was like, this guy's just always open.
Yeah.
Like, how? Like, what's the thing? But I don't know. This is also, I think, also embedded in Ole Miss fans' head is like.
4th and 25.
This game doesn't go to plan very often.
Mm. Never.
Like, last year was the cleanest win I can remember them having.
Yeah.
Like, even in, like, the. Even in the Chad Morris era, those games kind of went down to the wire. Not that Ole Miss was good at those points, but like Arkansas was historically bad.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So we got that. Obviously, I have a personal challenge game. I've got Diego going up against Lenore Sellers. So I am literally walking into Williams-Brice Stadium at night laying 3. And honestly, I'm not even laying. It's money line. Like,
You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
I think people talked themselves
into. They are hammering South Carolina.
I think everyone talked themselves into Sellers this summer. And last year, he had better receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And still, it's like, okay, what were the games that he was very good?
When he ran the ball.
You really think Clark Lee is going to sit there and be like, hey, boys, like, let's. Let's fire the blitz at him and see. I still think that was one of the dumbest things I've seen Clemson do. on that fourth down play.
Yeah.
Like, you're really going to go man to man and let this guy get outside? It's like, well, but he's still, like, no, everyone has been able to make him throw. Like, it wasn't even that good against South Carolina State last week.
No.
So, I got my boy going in.
That Vontae game, it was just, they made a couple plays.
And a punt return.
And a punt return.
They hit the one big shot.
To Harbor.
They hit the one big shot, but like, and then he had a couple, he did have a couple of scrambles that I'm like, but I've never questioned that. I've always said he's an elite runner. Yeah. But it's like,
he's getting treated like he's going to turn into this elite
there
passer.
Are teams that are sitting there going, beat us with your arm. And I just don't think he can do it. So we have that one. I'm fired up for that game. And then we haven't really spent a lot of time. But we also have got, I've got this one question. Not that this is going to be a knockout, dragout game. I think Oregon might be, like, we keep saying there's no dominant team. I've left the door open if they are. But, Oregon, like, I do think Oklahoma State might be, like,
that bad.
Yeah. So that, like, I don't want to truly overreact to a Montana State win and a team that might, honestly, I'm not sure. By the end of the year, I'm not sure Oklahoma State would be favored against Montana State. Like, that's how bad they might be.
Yeah.
They're literally, their quarterback, because they're on the backup. His EPA per play right now per dropback is like minus 1.6. They would be better off taking knees on every offensive play.
That's nasty.
I mean, they're talented, though.
Right. How long is he going to have that job, by the way?
Ooh.
I don't know. You hear, like, it's like, what's the power structure?
But it's been like this isn't the first year that we're having some of these questions. Mm-hmm.
I will say this. If you play out the textbook example, which is he's A, running out of people to blame.
Yeah.
And they tried to totally flip the roster this year. That's usually the sign of, like, this is it. Like, either it works this time or it doesn't. But I don't know. Like,
tricks, yeah.
I think there's also, like, this existential question of, like, what is that job?
It's not what it was.
No. I mean, that's not even the only gig right now that we're talking about like that, especially in that conference.
I mean, my thing is, like, where would you even rank it in the league? Like, I would definitely, like, let's go over the ones we definitely would rather have. BYU.
Easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Utah?
Think Utah?
Utah.
I you could sell me that.
I think you have to say Texas Tech, but Texas Tech has an asterisk of, like,
billionaire.
Well, it's like, what if something happens to that one guy?
But even really the handful, like, of years before, I mean,
I'll take Texas Tech.
They were still able to field a more than competent team.
I think if you take him out of the equation, which I get you can't do, like, that's not the reality that we're in. I think Oklahoma State's a better program. They have a more consistent success. Like, Texas, that's the other thing. Texas Tech before Leach.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, they were awful.
Like, they had, like, even, Sonny Dykes' dad is considered a legend. He still had a losing record. Like, that's how bad that job was.
Yeah.
So, now, Texas seems to be turning over every couch cushion and finding money. So, but I think I'd definitely rather have TCU.
Yes.
I think
Baylor.
I don't know how much. I think Baylor weirdly is like,
you could sell me Baylor. You could sell it. Yeah.
Here's what I'm worried about with Baylor. I think Baylor weirdly might have, like, some SEC syndrome where I think they were cool playing the game. The under the table game, but it seems like when it's actually gotten to market price, then it's not that. And I think there's also, like, I think this is going to be an interesting, like, development as time goes on. Like, it feels like Scott Drew gets more of what he wants than Dave Aranda does.
Oh, for sure,
but, like, absolutely.
I was asking Herd this and see what you think. Obviously, right now, if you're Nate Oates, like, it's rolling.
Yeah.
Would you not be at least, like, looking over your shoulder a little bit, being like, hey, man, you going to fix this football thing? Because, like, I would be worried, like, you know, Alabama's not going to let the football thing stay broken. So, like, are they going to start taking away? Like, right now, it seems like Alabama's basketball programs is as well-funded as anyone.
Yeah, they're going to,
Like, wouldn't you be – I would at least be like, hey, man, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, am I still good? Like, because it – like, because that's the thing. It's like you're starting to hear the Alabama narrative. They're now accepting the fact that, like, hey, man, we're not spending what everybody else is, which, again, I have no idea if it's true because you keep – I keep hearing so many – like, you have A.J. McCarron saying that there's no way that they're funded, and then I have recruiting and talent people that follow this. Like, their roster is as good as anyone else's.
I mean, look what they got. They still got some dudes.
Okay, I guess, though, here's the thing. They have some dudes.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I don't know, like, if they'll ever have.
When I watch Ohio State, I sit there and go,
"Oh yeah, yeah."
Where's their weakness?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like right now, what I guess we'd say their weakness is their quarterback's not experienced, and we don't know if he's good.
Yeah, that's. You could say the same for like Texas. Those type programs, like,
and I guess that would be my argument. So like, when I look at those teams, which I do know, those are the most expensive rosters.
Mm-hmm.
What I can't figure out is, does Alabama not look like that, or does Alabama actually have like a Saban problem, a coaching problem in that, hey man, this guy plays a little little maybe too friendly with the guys and they're not disciplined.
Yeah.
And so like they have games where they look bad. Like that's kind of what I'm struggling with. Cause like, is this more coaching or is this more roster?
There's still future first round picks over there right now. Caden Proctor.
God, I cannot get over that Florida State kid. The kid that's like 260 pounds just bench pressing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it. It's one bad play, whatnot, but it's like there are some things you can't unsee.
I mean,
it's like I covered Laramie Tunsil for 3 years.
Yeah.
I think I saw him get beat once.
Yeah. He was really good. I mean, it happens. You seen the story, Will Campbell, when he was at LSU.
Yes.
Remember Jared Verse?
Yeah, he's got short arms.
He got baptized by Jared Verse that first game. Worked out.
Like, also worked out for Jared
Verse.
What kind of game did Campbell have on Sunday?
Oh, against Max Crosby?
Uh-huh.
Probably not great if I had to take a guess.
If I recall, again, I did not watch every snap of that game.
Yeah.
But I had it on.
You had it on.
And I did not see a lot of wins on the New England offensive line.
Yeah.
I'm happy for Pete Carroll.
Me too.
I
like Pete.
It's good having him back.
Yeah.
Like this week he's like, he's got Harbaugh on Monday night. He's like, I don't have a lot of good to say. He's like, okay, good. I'm glad that we got that back. But also it kind of shines a light, especially when you see what's going on in Chapel Hill. It's like, this guy might have been undervalued.
Yeah.
Like, and he's got him playing hard. I don't know. I was happy for Pete Carroll on that one.
Oh, for sure. I they got a roster you can root for too.
Yes.
Like it's some young guys and stuff like that, but you also got a bunch of these veterans.
It's also kind of like that it's like the NFL version of the Replacements.
Yeah. It's like last chance you for a lot of those dudes. Like Jamal Adams
is
linebacker now.
But it's like, is Geno really that different than Shane Falco? Like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of a gunslinger. Yeah. Like, let's afterthought. Yeah. Like, I'm with you. You can definitely. Yeah. And then their jerseys are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, always.
All right. So then we've also. All right. What else is in interest? Because Saturday night, I think, is bangers only.
Yeah.
Saturday night's the classic. Like, I don't have enough screens. Anything else that we are interested before we get to the NFL?
Do we have any
USF Miami? Did we talk about that?
Oh, I've announced USF might be what Indiana was for me last year and what Arizona was the year before.
Yep.
Where I'm gonna keep it's gonna be like the most public bet team.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna keep fading them, waiting for them to die.
Yep.
And I'm just gonna lose like 11 straight bets. It happened to me with Indiana last year. Like I had Washington.
I just kept
Nebraska. I remember Nebraska was here's where Indiana's a bad spot.
Yep.
It's like 42-0 at half. Like I was like, well, moving on. I was like, it's like can't turn the screen off fast enough. Arizona the year before when they had Tet and Fifita.
Yeah.
And everybody was betting them every single week, and they wouldn't lose. So I was always on the other side. I'm willing to accept that. I do think the clock strikes midnight.
Clock strike midnight for this one, huh?
Now, this is the other problem, though,
Miami's got a really good roster.
They have an awesome roster.
I think it's the trenches this game.
But the problem is this, though. I did not take first half. I took game. You know for a fact Mario's going to start sitting on it. Mm-hmm. That entire – they're going to be up 31-7 at half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have to sit there and watch USF have the football down 20 and with a chance to go and cover. Yeah. Backdoor cover because Mario refused to just kill them.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
And Grammatica's got a leg.
And I also think Golish – I think Golish is a guy might not be afraid to, like, all right, let's cover here.
Yeah.
Like, let's – well, because I do
at that point, they probably planned for that. Like, they planned for style points.
Now, I would also say this. If I'm dead wrong again, which, again, I had Florida last week, so I could be dead wrong.
Yeah.
They should be the number one team.
Mm.
I'm not saying they have to be every week from now on, but on Sunday, they should be the number one team. They will have, what, Miami's at 5 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Miami used to be at 5.
Yep.
When they beat Florida, were they at 14? And again, I understand.
Was
like,
it
we 14 get to the,
or 13? I think it was 13.
Yeah.
Every team that they will have played will have been ranked at the time that they played them, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those games were on the road. How is there a team that has a more impressive resume?
There isn't.
Like, I'm also
not yet.
I'm also the guy that's like, I'm not going to get worked up when, if that does happen, when I clearly see that they're like, whatever, it's 7. But I also am like, that's who I would vote for number one.
I mean, it might look pretty now, but how many more games are they going to have like that? So when the actual.
But that's the thing. Like, it's not a project. It's not supposed to be like a projection. It's supposed to be like, well, what did we just watch?
It's like everybody else's resume gets to improve.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's kind of, I view it kind of like how when certain teams, like, kind of manipulate the metrics, but like early in the year, they're ahead, and it's like, all right, well, the other teams get to catch up.
I can get behind it, man. Miami's played some really good games, and
oh, I found one.
Okay,
I think if Old Dominion beats Virginia Tech, Brent Pry could get fired like on Sunday. That line's down to 6.
They look nasty too. Yep.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's
gross. They look
bad,
so bad, and he just looks so. He looks long. Like, when they keep showing him on the sideline, like, oh, man, you can smell, like, that's a guy's fire.
And this is where you get into hot seat talk here when a lot of your players from last season have transferred out and had good starts elsewhere.
Woo! Oh, do we care about the Mensa revenge game? Duke at Tulane. That's also in our – the problem is it's in that window of, like, the other games that I want to watch.
Is it a night game?
It's 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Tulane. It's at Tulane.
That's one of those. I'll check in the third quarter, maybe, unless it's
Tulane 1.5.
Duke left such a bad taste in my mouth after last week. I was like, take it away. Like, I was willing to buy in. Mm-hmm. I was like, not for me.
Yeah.
Like, Burt was doing the same thing that he did the South Carolina bowl game. Where every time that they would sub, he'd send in the whole defensive line. And Manny Manny had his version of the Beamer freakout, but because Manny's like the son of a politician, it's more like put together. But like Manny was losing his temper. Like that it was very, very funny. All right, NFL slate. Okay, so if we're power ranking Sunday, okay, are we all in agreement? Are we in agreement that the Ben Johnson, like the return, the Detroit thing, is that got our most attention in the early window? I would also listen to a case for Jacksonville at Cincinnati. No one here is allowed to say we're not acknowledging the Giants are playing the Cowboys. That game doesn't exist. There is the is Miami this bad? Like, there is that intrigue.
But New England is always bad in Miami.
Yeah, but this is a Vrabel era.
That's true.
It's entirely different.
Completely different.
I'm going to turn on Seahawks Steelers.
That could be a little fun.
Cause
I see that.
If Aaron Rodgers has another game
Oh, like, no, cause, it's, cause, yeah.
Because I do believe the Steelers' defense, I'm not that worried about that. I do think at some point, I mean, it's Mike Tomlin.
Okay, I'm not worried about Tomlin.
What are you worried about?
I'm a little worried about the defense. That defense has gotten old. And I think, like, it's old and expensive.
It is old.
And
but it's experienced. So it's
yeah, but I don't necessarily, like, I want my defense to have, like, 3 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you.
You like those youthful.
Yeah, because I definitely think defense is mainly, like, physical and then, raw tools.
And like what we were talking about earlier, I don't think you could. The Jets were probably pretty hard to game plan for. Like,
yes,
it's a first time play caller.
Well, and on top of that, like, it's one thing to note they're gonna run the football, but like we don't really know how.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of like
and with who.
But I don't know. The only reason why I'm interested in that,
mm-hmm.
I think the real Sam Darnold might be back. I think last
it looked like it.
I think last year was one of those ones where it's just like maybe
McConnell worked this magic.
It's like,
huh?
It's like that was McConnell's.
Yeah.
When Kyle Shanahan got Matt Ryan the MVP, like that was KOC's version. Was like, yeah. Look what I did with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Like I won 14 games.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see if that's the case. Because also, maybe it's just like, hey, Saleh got the defense fixed for San Francisco. And like maybe it was just a tough game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I saw a lot of things that looked familiar.
He's seeing ghosts again.
I saw a butt fumble. Like,
ghosts are back.
I saw a lot of pressure. And I saw a lot of whoops. Here it goes. I don't know. Because that was very confusing to sit there and go like, is this real?
The Ben Johnson game is going to be good though. I think the Packers kind of showed the Lions like let's pump the brakes. The Lions might not. Like I'm with you. The coordinator thing might be a little over-discussed. You got a lot of talent.
I think people are making the mistake of thinking that Ben Johnson, he didn't, like, show up in Detroit. He actually is a Dan Campbell creation.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell had him in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and then Dan Campbell brought him. He actually, that's the other thing, he demoted him. Dan Campbell, the first year in Detroit, by the end of the year, you want to talk about ultimate football guy. Yeah. This was when I had my biggest Dan Campbell questions. He took over play calling in the second half of the season, and you're like, tight ends should never be able to call plays. Ever. Ever. Like, no.
It's like an unwritten rule.
Yeah, no, it's like.
No, that should be a written rule.
Yeah, it should be a written rule.
It's like, wait a minute. The guys that weren't good enough to play offensive line, but like they're not fed. No. Like, running backs and receivers can 100% call plays for me before tight ends.
Yeah.
Like, no. Okay, also, apparently, I'm seeing some sharp love on the Titans. I've been on record. I thought Cam played way better than the stat line.
There was no open receivers.
There were no open receivers.
It's the Broncos.
And on top of that, like, he was running for his life.
Yeah, it's
but he also had
a Titan staple right there.
And he also had some throws. I was like, damn. I was like, there are not many guys that can rip like that. I want to know why people are thinking it. Did anyone see what the Rams did to the Texans up front?
I was just about to say, that sounds like a pretty similar game plan last week.
The Broncos, you went from the Broncos D-line to the Rams D-line. Congratulations.
Both are.
Yeah.
You'll be running.
Now you're going to be running from Jerry first. Like.
Might be another cardio cam day.
Yeah.
All right. Also, at 3:05, I actually think this is like my, if you have to like say, okay, what's a game, your undercard game of the week? Denver and Indy. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've never thought Daniel's that bad. Like, as having watched him every single week, I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
He got blamed for, by the way, you see how it's going right now?
Yeah. I mean, he never had a good offensive line.
Part of the Daniel Jones conversation is, because his contract was up, he got paid before Saquon.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
I also have always made this argument, too.
Yeah.
Saquon is awesome. Saquon was awesome on the Giants. It didn't matter. He was rookie of the year. He was, like, first team all pro. Like,
yeah, the value. Yeah.
A good running back matters on a good team. It doesn't matter on a bad team.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
But I have also flagged, I think the real Bo might be back too.
I never was high on Bo.
Last year was tough. Last year was tough because I never saw anything. I was like, that's impressive. But I was like, what if? Mm-hmm. Like, what if? Last night, Auburn Bo was – or last Sunday, Auburn Bo was back.
The real Bo stood up.
Yes.
I can't get behind – it's like what we were talking about with Russell Wilson. Like, this is your prototypical he's going to get outside the pocket, try to make some plays. But if you have a sound defense, it's going to struggle.
And again, the Titans front was very live.
Mm-hmm.
But he also was – he had some throws that were like, ooh – gross.
Yeah, I've never got behind the whole Bo Nix is pushing Jaden Daniels or anything
I
of the
this.
Sort.
I've somehow weirdly like wound up with Caleb Williams stock. I don't know how. I don't like his personality either. But can we stop acting like every single one of those guys in the draft is better than he is? I am cool saying if you want to say Jaden Daniels is better, sure.
Cool. Yeah.
Fine.
I give you that.
We have not seen enough for any of the other ones to sit there
trying
and
to throw Michael Penix.
And I was the guy, like, it's like weirdly, it's like I wind up like arguing against guys that I like. It's like
somebody's got to do it, right?
Well, it's like,
where do we draw the line?
It's like we're just addicted to dunking on him, I guess.
It's trendy. Like, you know, he's his number one pick.
Who's we? No, it's not.
I dunk on him. I know that's. I do my share.
That's part of the game for you.
There's also some rivalry in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But there's nothing that suggests that all these other guys, other than Jaden.
Yeah.
And let's also be clear. Like I'm with Jaden. I'm the he has to validate this year, because the same thing happened with CJ. I was like, I was opening my eyes. Like, okay, if CJ does it again.
Yeah.
He deserves to be.
Sophomore slumps are real with quarterbacks.
And again, I think he's fine.
Yeah.
And he's played two really good defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one thing the Giants do have is good defense. Good defensive
line.
Great
defensive line.
But it's looked pedestrian the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so, like, it is one of those things where it's like, hey, guys, sometimes we need to remember it takes, like, 30 to 40 starts to really figure out what this guy is. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about more that we're looking forward to this weekend. Stick around. Listen, Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, boys. Here's the question. And it doesn't apply to us because we're well-adjusted adults that watch way too much football. Mm. If you could only watch one game this weekend, college, pro, what would it be? And why? And I'm going to stipulate you can go homer if you want. You can. There are no wrong answers, except I think we can all safely say none of us want to watch Mac Jones versus Spencer Rattler.
I'm out on that.
I was
bingo. Not watching that.
So I've got my old college roommate is a big Niners fan, and I was like, I cannot imagine living in an area where, like, if you didn't have Sunday Ticket or Red Zone, and that was the game, like, you're in market, and you were, it's like, can I not, like, can I opt out of this? Like, I don't want to watch that. So I think that's the only one I would accept as a wrong answer.
No, there's some college games on here that are wrong answers.
Yeah, but, like, if you want, like, this is the thing, it's like,
if I don't even get a line.
If you told me, yeah, no, there's that, but, like, if you told me South Carolina Vandy, yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Very
I get
fascinated
that.
By that game.
I'm fascinated by the games with the most unknowns. Like the
Tennessee, Georgia.
So many unknowns.
I am fascinated. Yeah. Like, is this South Florida thing more than a mirage?
There's a lot of unknowns with
like
that. Yeah.
Like maybe Florida's just bad.
Correct.
Maybe.
And honestly,
we'll find that out in Baton Rouge.
Find that out too. Yep.
If you want to say I want to watch the LSU Florida game, it's like I can't really argue against it. That game gets weird.
Mm-hmm.
Every year it's like it feels like something happens. And so it's like, and then if you want to go in the NFL, it's like, okay, we have the Bears-Lions aspect. We have Eagles-Chiefs. I weirdly have talked myself into that game being boring.
I think a lot of Chiefs games are boring these days.
They get clunky.
They're not, I think people still have this mystique of the Chiefs being this fine-tuned Corvette or something. They're not that anymore. They win games 24-20 now. Like,
and that's the thing. It's like, I think there's also, it feels like there's a prevailing sentiment that a lot of people think it's going to be a repeat of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be very clear. The Eagles were the best team in football last year. I do also think the game script of the Super Bowl went perfectly for them. Because, and Mahomes played, honestly, I've watched the guy since he was at Tech.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play that badly. And I know part of it's the offensive line was getting beat and he was pressing, but he still made throws that I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like there was no reason for you to make that bad of a throw or make that decision. I'm not sure the Eagles are like at full speed yet because they didn't
look like it. Anymore.
Nobody played in preseason.
Yeah.
Now I do think I don't think the defense will get ripped apart like they did with Jalen Carter being on the field makes them different.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I also think there might be some premature ready to bury them. And I'm just not convinced. Like, it feels like the one Super Bowl made everybody forget, like, okay, they still beat everybody in the AFC last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, what are you going with?
I got to go Tennessee, Georgia. I just got to do it. Like, it's so many unknowns. There's the Joey Aguilar going against this Georgia defense. There's Gunnar Stockton, road start, Neyland Stadium. I, just like you talked about with the Notre Dame, Texas A&M game, not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Georgia's probably not going to get blown out, but this game could go a lot of different ways. And
it's like, mate, but I think you're right. It's like, I don't think they will.
Yeah.
But like, what if Gunner's like horrible?
Yeah. What if the crowd being a factor here?
Well, it's like, what do
Georgia
we think's,
being conservative.
Like, what do we think is going to be the better atmosphere? It's like, it feels like the two best app. I mean, I guess you could.
LSU's Notre, got a night game.
I was saying, but Notre Dame night games are actually kind of lit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, though, like, I think when Nealon gets rocking, it's still underrated. And I know everyone's like, even here, I think there's people roll. It's like Nealon, I think, gets left out of the best atmospheres, but I think it's partly because they've, until Heupel got there, the last 15 years have been so pedestrian.
Yeah, yeah. They don't. It's not like the nighttime in Death Valley. Correct. Where they are 50-2 and well, know, stuff like that.
It's also like I've always felt like, listen, LSU at night's an unbelievable atmosphere.
Yeah.
So is about half of the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get these
teams. They just don't get as many night games
right.
as LSU.
It's like LSU has built their brand as we get all the night games.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, almost every stadium's at its best at night, but 3:30 still kind of where it's like.
3:30 is still lit.
Yeah.
In the right places.
And
Georgia gets rocky.
It's going to be loud.
Yeah.
I think, weirdly, I think I'm going.
It's going to be interesting. This is one of the most interesting games to me are the games where in the first quarter you see a mistake, you say, that might sting.
Some games
you're like, they can make up for that. This is one of those games, Joey Aguilar throws a first quarter interception and Georgia's got the ball on the 40. You're like, uh-oh.
I think I'm going to say LSU, Florida. And I think it's for two reasons. One, it's like, okay, if LSU just puts him to bed, now you have Napier, like, he is dead.
Yeah.
But then, like, if Florida's live in this game, it's like, all right, can Napier maybe save his job again?
And Napier and Brian Kelly were the same hiring window.
Yes.
Like,
well, on top of that, so Napier got the dreaded vote of confidence from Brian Kelly this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are we all in agreement that if we were ADs and we heard an opposing coach that is considered a rival telling us to keep our coach, you should fire your coach immediately?
That's not something like, that right makes you feel good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, right, no, I do not want to hear that. Like, I want you to hate our guy.
Yeah.
All right, George.
So, obviously, I'm not going to pick the game that I will actually just be at, but I'm going to go with Texas A&M and Notre Dame. There is enough intrigue in that because I do think both defenses are developed. So both of those are going to play well. We know Elko can run a defense. That's kind of his calling card.
Mm-hmm.
We know the same thing with Freeman, and that Notre Dame defense didn't play poorly against Miami. All of the intrigue is going to be not just from the quarterbacks, but what these defenses can do to these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Where does the pressure come from? Are they being forced into throwing the ball? Do we trust them to throw the ball? And then, of course, on one side with Notre Dame, you've got probably the best running back in college football right now, who, look, if you give him an inch of space, he's just electric, man. He's so much fun to watch.
I do also think if A&M comes home with a win, it's going to be like peak A&M hype season.
Oh, you know,
which
that,
is
they're
kind of the best, but also kind of the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we feel? They're wearing all whites. They did like a big video where like their guys are driving like what looked like sports cars, and they all came out in all whites. I don't know.
It'll look good.
It's a good look.
It'll look better than what the game will probably actually end up looking like.
I think my problem is I just don't believe in Adidas uniforms. And there are people that are telling me you got to keep your eye out. Like they've improved, but I'm like it's just tough. It's like you could have a swoosh.
Yeah,
you chose not to. All right, for our today's don't tell these story, tell your story. George, do you still have it up?
I don't. I think I sent it to you.
Is it in our doc?
It's on Twitter.
Okay.
I can grab it real quick.
All right. Did you put it in the messages?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, okay, I got it right now. Our boy Marshawn Lattimore last night, on whether or not he had a bad game, for those that were watching, he basically got targeted half the game, and everybody basically
had a bad game.
Phenomenal numbers. if he felt the two holding penalties called against him in the first half were fair, no, it was not, and they missed one on the deep ball when he pushed off. Go look at the film, and you see that there's no way he could create that much separation if I'm right there on him. So I feel like they missed the calls. They called calls that weren't supposed to be called. I don't really think it was fair, to be honest with you. But it is what it is. Live to fight another day. on what he felt like they were missing from the defense. I don't think there was too much missing. I just think they had a good plan against us because we're a man team, and that's really what it was. They just ran a bunch of man beaters and won.
That's real CB1 energy right there.
That is.
I do like it wasn't fair.
I do like if I get beat, something got in my eye, and
he went full Anakin. Yeah. It wasn't fair. I love that. All right, my man. Good to have you with us.
Always, always.
If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for DeMichael, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.